I want to do later in life.
Excellent. There's lots of options to keep open. I think you have so much to offer too. My more general question is, we're at a time when a lot of people are thinking that science is optional. You can choose to believe in science or not believe in science, as if it were the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
Ignoring centuries of research and logic and derivation and proved hypotheses. I can tell already that resonates with you a bit. Any feelings or thoughts about that?
My thoughts are kind of like, you can see it in the real world, so why wouldn't it be true? Like, if I drop a ball, it's going to fall to the ground. Like, you can see how gravity works just every day. And you can, there's a lot more complex topics as well. And so, you know.
And there is a lot of scientific rationale and basis for things that you can't see, like how old is this particular star.
But it's all backed up by, like, calculations and math that are, again, backed up. And so, I mean, it might not be perfect, but it's at least, like, has basis behind it.
Yeah, it's, do you find... Well, I don't know the answer, so I'll just ask you, do you have peers that don't believe in science? I would hope most high school students would.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope so. I don't personally know anybody, at least at Alderdice, but I mean, there could be. There's a lot of students, and I don't know everyone, so...
And if you met adults, the question, and it depends on the circles you travel
into. Yeah, exactly. No, not me, but yeah, there could be.
I just hope that people respect all of the work that's been done. And the work you've done is just amazing. Esmé Offner, won the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science competition for the whole state for her work with the 24-inch telescope at the Allegheny Observatory. Do you know what you'll be doing in the Governor's School?
So I'll take – you take five core classes in bio, chem, physics, math, and CS. And then in addition to that, I'll be working with – some other kids there on a independent research project. And then in addition to that, I have the option to take elective classes.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I wish you the best. I hope you'll keep in touch with us as you do more work. Anything else you'd like to say?
Just thank you to Ms. Handren at the observatory and everyone here.
And thank you, Esmé Offner, about to become a senior at Pittsburgh Alderdice.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza features opportunities for parents to meet local businesses offering party services, including venues, entertainment, food, and more. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza takes place on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South in Bethel Park. More information on Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza and Macaroni Kid newsletters is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Do you have a fondness for the Hill District? If you are a teen, and actually, if you're between 11 and 18, we have a youth media project in the Hill District where you can help us collect oral histories from women who work were raised in or live in the Hill District. We'll be collecting oral histories all summer long. And if you would like to be part of our collection team, no experience is needed. We have a stipend of up to $200 for you, and you can learn more at oralhistory.slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and SLBRadio.org.
Country. I travel from town to town. No, I'm not in the circus. I'm not a rodeo clown. I do a little bit of picking and singing on the side. So sit right down and we'll show you how. Let those fingers fly. Let them fly. Let them fly. Let's do the Sugarfoot Rag. Let those fingers fly. It all started in Oklahoma with Grandpa's little bow. We were hooked on old-time music and away we would go. To the festivals and the rodeos, that's where we learned to play. I'll never forget those good old days with fame and on that stage. Let them fly, let them fly. Let's do the Sugarfoot Rag. Let those fingers fly.
That is new new music from the Vestal Brothers. And Rick and Barbara, stick around here because I found a way to satisfy the request that you just made moments ago here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in and for the kind words. Guy Russo is going to be joining us in just a few moments, so stick around for him. He'll be bringing some live music your way. A couple notes. If we are new to you, the Saturday Light Brigade is one of the things we do here at SLB Radio. It's how we got our start back in 1978, believe it or not. But these days, in addition to a weekly radio program showcasing members of our community, as well as a lot of musical genres that are often ignored, and especially youth voices, we also have youth workshops that offer opportunities to engage with each other, the community, and new topics. You can explore podcasting, music, journalism, audio editing, and much more. You can learn about our work at slbradio.org. And if you'd like to learn more about opportunities for youth, ymc.slbradio.org. Now, Barbara and Rick, now there's two things, actually, there's three things associated with your email, at least that made me think of it. They are awaiting a new refrigerator. Four things, because that immediately made Chad think of my old man's refrigerator repairman. What do you think about that? Well, then, you know, I think of the joy this new refrigerator is going to give you. I also think of the joy the refrigerator box might give to a child in, you know, your neighborhood if a child wants to play in a properly decommissioned refrigerator box. And I also think about what you might magnetically apply to that new refrigerator. And that made me think about this. The group is Crandall Creek.
I must have hung 100 pictures on that refrigerator door. If I'd have had a bit more space, I would have hung 100 more. There were drawings done in crayon, landscapes and finger paint. Watercolor soaked the paper, macaroni stuck with paste. My little girl's Picasso and my little boy's Van Gogh. From sitting on the sidewalk, some things I'll never know. It's my kids' collection that I proudly own. Refrigerator, homemade picture show. Magnets from the car wash holding up a masterpiece. People with no faces, only ears and hands and feet. Pictures that I twist and turn, some I spin around. I'm sure I got a couple wrong, I hung them upside down. My little girl's Picasso and my little boy's Van Gogh. From sticking in on the sidewalk, some things I'll never know. It's my kids' collection that I proudly own. Refrigerator, homemade picture show. Stack them on the table, these pictures warm my heart. My little girl's Picasso and my little boy's Van Gogh. From stick men on the sidewalk, some things I'll never know. It's my kid's collection that I proudly own. Refrigerator, homemade picture show. Refrigerator, homemade picture show.
Jorma Kaukonen here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A walk with friends is what he calls that, from the album River of Time. And it's a pleasure to welcome back Guy Russo, who is going to join us. I think his first time here ages ago was with the group Broken Fences. If my memory is correct, he is going to do some songs on his own this morning, and we'll talk a bit about what he's been up to. He'll accompany himself on piano a little bit later, but on guitar mostly, including right now, here is Guy Russo. Guy Russo, and that's a great song. Oh, what's it called?
Well, it has a working title.
It is new?
It is a newer song, yeah. I kind of rediscovered it. I think I wrote it maybe close to a year ago and completely forgot about it, and then came upon it in a notebook and revived it fairly recently. But the working title is Relish. And I feel like that evokes hot dogs a little too much. So I may need to rework that title, but I'm happy with the song at least.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's first lines. Do you remember the first line of the song?
Yeah, Fare Thee Well, Apathy.
Yeah, that's a great
thank you
way to be. Yeah. I mean, that grabbed me immediately. And I wanted to be sure I got it correctly. I would have said goodbye apathy. I just remembered the sentiment there. I'm glad you're writing and putting out new stuff. Are you working on an album soon?
I'm collecting songs very slowly at the moment. Pretty busy with work and family at the time. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old at home, and they are a handful while I'm at home, and busy working during the week on my in my business, working on pianos, tuning and repairing and servicing pianos. But when I do find time, I'm writing and I'm stashing the songs away, and I do look forward to getting them this new batch recorded sometime in the next probably couple years, but I don't have specific plans yet for it.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about piano tuning because I don't remember you doing that, and maybe you did when I last met you.
Yeah, I was more of a beginner then. I mean, I think it was about 14 years ago. Maybe?
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Something like that. So I was new to the business at that point, and you know, now I'm somewhat of a veteran, although I still have a lot to learn.
Well, and it's interesting because you are a very precise guitar player and a very, I think, you write with a lot of precision and specificity. And piano tuning, I think, would lend itself well. I might be overanalyzing it.
No, I think you're right on track with that. It's definitely requires patience and precision in a similar way.
I can imagine the few times I've worked or observed. I was going to say worked with a piano tuner, but I'm sure not doing it. I'm observing what she or he is doing. It's fascinating to look at. I'll just have to ask you this since it's part of the trade. I see so many pianos, beautiful pianos, for free out there. I saw a Yamaha Baby Grand free to a good home, I guess in part because digital pianos are getting so good, or maybe folks just – do you see that?
There's a few things going on. There are an enormous number of pianos out there with no homes. Part of that is because earlier in the 20th century and before – pianos were incredibly popular, and in kind of the middle of the century, they really started mass producing them, and it was kind of just like, if you have a home, you have a piano. And some of the pianos weren't so great, but some of them were well-built, and they're outliving their use or their demand. So there are just so many pianos out there, and they're still making new pianos. People would be surprised how many people do still use their pianos and how many homes have active pianos. And I'm going to put this out there as a PSA. The Yamaha Grand thing is usually a scam, actually. If someone says they have a Yamaha Grand piano, their spouse died and they wanted to give it to a home that will use it, and they're asking for moving cost for you to pay for moving, and they pocket that money and you never hear from them again. So the Yamaha Grand is usually a scam.
Thank you. because actually you're reminding me as I drilled down on that, not that I need a piano, but I was curious and I eventually concluded the same thing. Yeah. You usually can.
And so everyone out there, watch out for a Yamaha Grand that's free. Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not real.
That's good to know.
But that said, there are a lot of pianos out there that are available for very little and could be brought back to life.
Yeah, and it's and I want to talk about the other part of your life.
Yeah,
but you need I know pianos can have a lot of sentimental value and emotional value. The piano in the home that I grew up in, which, you know, 40, 50 years later, was still around. I wanted it, you know, it had followed my mom to an assisted living community. Unfortunately, it could not be put back in to tune, and it would have required too much rehabilitation.
So, also very common.
Yeah, I would recommend if you're ever looking at continuing to use an older piano, whether it be part of your own family or one you're considering, to find somebody. It's worth having somebody take a look at it.
I did that this morning before coming here. I looked at a piano for a potential buyer, and luckily this one's in good shape and ready for
it. I so wanted this to work, but it just it just couldn't.
Yeah.
You are listening to Guy Russo, who is here to share original songs this morning, and I'll try to keep the piano tech talk. Later on, we'll talk about tuning forks and how many. No. what would you like to play next?
So this song is called Lady O, and I wrote it in anticipation of our second daughter. Her name's Una, inspired by the birth of our first daughter, Lorelei. And it's inspired by that experience. And Lady O.
Skin, I told you my name as you drew your first breath. I had only just landed, still I saw clear as I ever had. With a quickening pulse, the steadiest hands I've known turned to hummingbirds in my own still hands. You're holding her too. Time dissolves flesh and blood, leaving behind scattered remnants in the dunes. My lady, oh, gather me. My lady, oh, discover. In your limbs, violent tempest in your tired head. Rapture mingled with dread, unspeakable love wrapped around in agony till the blood recedes. Now we're three in the night. Time dissolves all you. No.
Guy Russo, and how old is Una now?
Una just turned 3, and Lorelei is 5. She'll be 6 in August.
What great ages,
yeah,
although I'm sure you're exhausted at the end of most days.
Biggest challenge and greatest joy I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, I can only Match, and you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings from a great network of community radio stations, as well as various streaming websites, including slbradio.org. Thank you for tuning in. Guy Russo is sharing original songs and music. Did you find your songwriting sensibilities changing a lot as children came into your life? Tell me about that.
Well, I feel like my writing used to be a little bit more self-directed or self-focused, and it kind of, well, you asked about the first line of the first song I played, "Fare Thee Well, Apathy." Apathy about I don't have the luxury to carry apathy as a parent. I mean, you're so invested in these children, and your love is so profound. The world that they are entering into becomes of paramount importance. And so writing songs about just kind of like my own feelings feels less meaningful now. And I actually find that I have to dig a little deeper to pull lyrics that feel like they have value out now. So I used to write, be a lot more prolific, and now I think my own standards are higher of what can make it into a song. So the pace has slowed down.
Interesting. There's a guy. His name is Ellis Paul, singer-songwriter, and he wrote a song. I think its title is, I have it correct, but it's 9 months to change the world.
Yes,
and
relatable.
It's I've got 9 months to change the world, and he goes through all these things. Some very doable and discreet and practical, and others that we'll never achieve as a society, probably in our lifetime. But it's a real reminder in terms of perspective of what to do.
Definitely.
It's just an interesting change to do. Do your kids like hearing you play, or are they getting
they're
little more musical?
Yeah, I'm just this morning I was playing and they were singing along, and they both have incredible ears. We're already doing, I can already harmonize with the older one. She can hold on to her part, and I can harmonize. And the younger one, is her pitch is just, I mean, she was not even two, and she could sing the note that the vacuum cleaner is droning, and like she would just match it. Whatever she hears in the world, she matches the pitch. It's
that's
a lot of adults can't do that.
That's great. What would you like to play?
Maybe
next?
I'll do the piano song.
Sure.
I'm going to completely contradict myself, and I was just talking about only being able to write about important matters, and now I'm going to play a song about baseball. So
that's just fine. We'll give you a moment to skedaddle, and we'll make the necessary changes. Guy Russo is here as part of our live segment. I get a quick thanks as we're changing things up here to thank our own Ellis Dorham, who is serving as engineer this morning. Chad Green, our technical director. Katie Kears is here filling in for Ty Trosky. Alexa is here, I think. Alexa, yeah, I saw her. Alexa Bosick out of the corner of my eye. And Ricky, of course, is here. Ricky Berger. And it's a good thing I ran out of names, because Guy is now behind the piano. Baseball really lends itself to songs. And I can't wait to hear what you're going to do.
This is a song about the angst of being a lifelong Pirates fan. Born in 1987, I've seen there were three winning seasons when I was too young to follow the team, and then we had four winning seasons since I've been following the team. Otherwise, it's been a lot of hopelessness.
But you've seen no World Series.
No, certainly not.
And I don't even think an NLCS.
Yeah, we made it to the Division Series 1 year, 2013.
Oh, let's hope.
This song is aptly named Noble Tiger, which is an acronym, no outs, bases loaded, ending in team incapable of getting easy runs. Noble Tiger.
Well, that song may be more serious than you gave it credit for, because you're doing your best to put a, you know, you hear Noble Tiger and you think, well, that's something, I've got a lot of respect for the Noble Tiger and how great it is, putting a better face on what's been a tough situation. Were you excited when the Pirates won so many games at the beginning? Did they fool you? I was and I wasn't.
It just made me more fearful of the pain to come Last year was worse. They started 20-8 and then completely tanked. This year, they're kind of leveling out.
Yeah.
Some promise.
Yeah, I hope so. It's funny. I didn't do it, but I almost went last night. I was heading home. It was such a beautiful night. And I was all by myself. I could have gone to a game that way, but I didn't want to call Ricky and say, hey, I'm going to a baseball game. I'll see you in a little bit. But what a gorgeous night. We're fortunate to have the team here. I want to see them succeed.
Beautiful ballpark.
To be sure. But, you know, it'd be nice to get a few more W's.
For sure.
Guy Russo is who you're hearing. He just played piano as he sung on that one. Are you playing out anywhere soon?
I have been here and there. I don't have anything coming up that I recall. I do some of the sort of workhorse background music gigs at poolside for playing covers for a few hours.
But yeah,
that's not the same thing as performing in the listening room, which I love to do. I've played fairly recently at the Pittsburgh Winery. The original Pittsburgh Winery, they had a songwriter night. They do Songwriters in the Cellar, where it's five or so songwriters on stage taking turns playing songs, telling stories, usually like an interactive song at the end together. So much fun. I love doing that.
Yeah,
I hope to do more stuff like that, especially as my girls get older and less hands-on at home, can get out in the evenings and weekends more.
Yeah, those round robins can be fun. And then
blast.
I always call them or have called them wallpaper gigs, those gigs.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yep.
Where you're either in a corner playing classical guitar or piano or
– playing the hits.
Yeah, I was going to say singing five Eagles songs or – out of a fake book, they can pay.
That's why we do them. Hate to say it, but, I mean, I love playing music, but I could do that at home.
yeah, there's a guy who, or I think it's a guy at Federal Galley, mm-hmm. which is an outdoor. Mm-hmm. But for folks listening, it's an outdoor, largely an outdoor eating establishment, and I walk by it during its happy hour every day as I head to where I park, and I can usually hear the bass line of the song first mm-hmm. as I get closer and closer. And I try to think, name that hit, and it's 8 days a week by the Beatles, or it's Hotel California, or More Than a Feeling by Boston. There's mm-hmm. a certain, number
of
songs. You
can't stray too far
from
that. Won't get asked back.
Yeah, it's amazing how those come up. Guy, what would you like to do next?
So another song about a baby. This one was a pandemic song. My nephew, my sister's second child, her son, was born in April of 2020.
Wow.
And so you can imagine she was late stages of that pregnancy when the pandemic hit, and no one knew anything at that point. We all remember what that was like, all the unknowns. They didn't know if they'd be able to be together in the hospital, her and my brother-in-law, John. There were complications with the pregnancy as well. It was about as fraught as it gets, but then thankfully the baby was born healthy, and he's a healthy 4-year-old now. My sister is healthy. They're a healthy, happy family. We'll be seeing them next week. I'm very excited they'll be in town. But this is a song that I wrote the day after he was born, and it's called Hold You.
You
just like anyone that way. But I wouldn't have you coming at a more convenient moment. There's no better time than today. No better time than today. You made us cry. We saw it in the horse's eye. You almost flew away that day. But that wasn't your story. You have many more to write. There's no better time than today. No better time than today. Dark outside, you offered up your light. You just had to take a trip earthside to make it right. You've got the best of us, the wind is at your back. Love will embrace you, let it hold you. Hold you. Sun on the back of your neck. Now if you need a guide, just tilt your eyes toward the thermals. There's no better time than today. You felt it before, no doubt you can feel it now. Something in the air makes it hard to fill your lungs, but you're always so persistent, telling us by your existence, no better time than today. No better time than today. There's no better time than today. It was dark outside, you offered up your light. You just had to take a trip outside to make it right. Got the best of us, the wind is at your back. Love will embrace you, let it hold you. Hold you.
Guy Russo, and there another song that combines this relaxed and pleasant listening experience with the fierce urgency of wanting to make sure that your nephew grows up with every buddy making the world better for him so he can make the world better for others. That's a really well-crafted song.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Luca.
Luca.
Luca Anthony.
So we'll look forward to Luca. We have about 10 minutes of radio time left, which could be one or two songs, depending on their length. I'll give you a minute to think about that while I remind you that you're listening to Guy Russo. And it's our pleasure to have him here. We've linked to his website, which is it really just guyrusso.com? That's amazing. You got it. How? That's crazy, because there are a lot of Russos in this world.
Yeah. Not that many Guy Russos. No. There are a couple. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, there are a couple.
My dad is one, but yeah. There's others too.
Is your dad we've talked about this before, I think. Is he the one that's worked with so many schools and music?
Yeah, he's a music teacher, now semi-retired.
He's legendary.
He is legendary. We like to say that if one day a history book of Pittsburgh music is written, we'll be conflated to one person. And it would be, we together would be an impressive person. Separately, we've done our things, but if we could be a piano tuner in Broken Fences and director of the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts and a music teacher, all of that together, That's a pretty good guy Russo career.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you like to?
So, if we have time, I could do two more. Speaking of Broken Fences, which is my old duo with Morgan Arena, we still have our music is still all out there. And actually, a couple years ago, we recorded two one-off singles, and those are available as well. And we may play again in the future, but for now, I'm gonna play a Broken Fences song from back in the day called Pocket Knife.
Can't ever sleep without a pocket knife. I can't ever pray without an obvious light. I don't want to say that I'm used to it yet, but I can hardly stay.
Guy Russo with a Broken Fences song here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We want to thank all of our guests today. Earlier today, Marta Honares from the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh talking about the summer reading program. Steve Hawkins from Vocal Confluence talking about barbershop harmony. It was also a pleasure to have Sarah Woodside and Serena Preter, children's book authors and class of 2024 graduates of the Ellis School, Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science, first place state winner, Esme Offner, for her work in astronomy. A rising senior at Pittsburgh Alderdice. Thanks to all of them for being guests. I mentioned a bunch of SLB staff people before. I forgot about Walter Cotta, who is here from Carlo University as a Pittsburgh Promise intern. And back to Guy. There's still time. Despite all I just said, there's still time for one more song. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Today.
Thanks for having me.
And what would you like to finish up with?
So I will close out with the title track from my solo album that came out in 2018. It's called Part of It All, and I like to think of it as the consummate Pittsburgh song. It was inspired by just sitting on the Allegheny River bank with a very good friend of mine, and we were talking about how the relics of Pittsburgh's industrial past are being reclaimed by the river, by the earth. So it's a Pittsburgh song and a nature song together. It's called Part of It All.
Thank you to Guy Russo. We'll meet you here next week. for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thank you to Guy Russo. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Running a little late here, isn't he? Dun dun. Scabada bop, deba doo boop. Deep bop bop, booba doo boop. Steeba deeba 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 deeba. That's all, folks. Previously on the Jay Thurber Show. And now, this week, on The Jay Thurber Show.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you. For a week or two. We're going sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. Shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true.
Richard getting us started with Summer Holiday here on Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Hallelujah! Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt and a swig, your cup loudly, Gretch, the Chetwick Institute Group, Parkology, Jay Thurber, at 12:04. Much more music time here to put the move in your groove, dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny skies on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon, looking for a high of 78 degrees, 72 right now outside our weather window in